Ande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado. Yasya Prasadan Nagati Kutopi. Dayan Stubans Tasya Yashastri Sanjang. Vande Guru Sri Prabhupada. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Trishe Namaha. Chatat Bhat Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 22, The Orbits of the Planets. King Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, "My dear Lord, already you have affirmed the truth that the supremely powerful sun god travels around Dhruvaloka with both Dhruvaloka and Mount Sumeru on his right. Yet at the same time, the sun god faces the signs of the zodiac, keeping Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on his left. How can we reasonably accept that the sun god proceeds with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on both his left and right simultaneously?" Oh, my dear King Parikshit, when a potter's wheel is moving and small ants located on that big wheel are moving along with it, one can see that their motion is different from that of the wheel because they appear sometimes on one part of the wheel and sometimes on another. Similarly, the signs and constellations, along with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on their right, move with the wheel of time, and the ant-like sun and other planets move with them. The sun and the planets, however, are seen in different signs and constellations at different times. This indicates that their motion is different from that of the zodiac and the wheel of time itself. The original cause of this cosmic manifestation is Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When great saintly persons, who are fully aware of Vedic knowledge, offered prayers to the Supreme Person, Narayana descended to this material world in the form of the sun to benefit all the planets and purify fruitive activities. Narayana divided himself into 12 parts and created seasonal forms, beginning with spring. In this way, Narayana created the seasonal qualities such as heat, cold, and so on. According to the system of 4 varnas and 4 ashrams, people generally worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, who is situated as the sun god. With great faith, they worship the Lord as the Supersoul, according to ritualistic ceremonies handed down in the 3 Vedas, such as Agnihotra and similar higher and lower fruitive acts, and according to the process of mystic yoga. In this way, they very easily attain the ultimate goal of life. The sun god, who is Narayana, Vishnu, the soul of all the worlds, is situated in outer space between the upper and lower portions of the universe. Passing through 12 months on the wheel of time, the sun comes in touch with 12 different signs of the zodiac, assuming 12 different names according to those signs. The aggregate of those 12 months is called Sangvatsara, or 1 year. According to lunar calculations, 2 fortnights, one of the waxing moon and the other of the waning moon, form 1 month. The same period is 1 day and night for the planet Pitriloka. According to stellar calculations, 1 month equals 2 1/4 constellations. When the sun travels for 2 months, a season passes, and therefore the seasonal changes are considered parts of the body of the year. Thus, the time the sun takes to rotate through half of outer space is called Ayana, or its period of movement, either in the north or the south. The sun god has 3 speeds, slow, fast, and moderate. The time the sun god takes to travel entirely around the spheres of heaven, earth, and outer space at these 3 speeds is referred to by 5 names according to learned scholars. Those 5 names are Sangvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. Above the rays of the sunshine, by a distance of 100,000 yojanas, 800,000 miles, is the moon, which travels at a speed faster than that of the sun. In 2 lunar fortnights, the moon travels through the equivalent of a sangvatsara of the sun. in 2.25 days, it passes through a month of the sun, and in 1 day, it passes through a fortnight of the sun. When the moon is waxing, the illuminating portions of it increase daily, thus creating day for the demigods and night for the pittas. When the moon is waning, however, it causes night for the demigods and day for the pittas. In this way, the moon passes through each constellation of stars in 30 muhurtas, an entire day. The moon is the source of nectarian coolness that influences the growth of food grains, and therefore the moon god is considered the life of all living entities. Consequently, he is also known as Jiva, the chief living being within the universe. Because the moon is full of all potentialities, the moon represents the influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The moon is the predominating deity of everyone's mind, and therefore the moon god is also called Manomaya. The moon is also called Anamaya because he gives potency to all herbs and plants. And the moon is called Amritamaya because the moon is the source of life for all living entities. The moon pleases the demigods, pittas, human beings, animals, birds, reptiles, trees, plants, and all other living entities. Everyone is satisfied by the presence of the moon. Therefore, the moon is also called Sarva Maya, all-pervading. There are many stars located 200,000 yojanas, or 1,600,000 miles above the moon. By the supreme will of Godhead, they are fixed to the wheel of time, and thus they rotate with Mount Sumeru on the right, their motion being different from that of the sun. There are 28 important stars headed by Abhijit. Then, some 1,600,000 miles above this group of stars is the planet Ushana, or Venus, which moves at almost exactly the same pace as the sun, according to swift, slow, and moderate movements. Sometimes Venus moves behind the sun, sometimes in front of the sun, and sometimes along with the sun. Venus nullifies the influence of planets that are obstacles to rainfall. Consequently, its presence causes rainfall and is therefore considered very favorable for all living beings within this universe. This has been accepted by learned scholars. Buddha, Mercury, is described to be similar to Venus in that it moves sometimes behind the sun, sometimes in front of the sun, and sometimes along with the sun. Buddha, Mercury, is 1,600,000 miles above Ushana, or Venus, or 7,200,000 miles above Earth. Buddha, Mercury, which is the sun of the moon, is almost always very auspicious for the inhabitants of the universe. But when Mercury does not move along with the sun, it forebodes cyclones, dust, irregular rainfall, and waterless clouds. In this way, Buddha Mercury creates fearful conditions due to inadequate or excessive rainfall. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Buddha or Mercury, or 8,800,000 miles above the Earth, is Angaraka, the planet Mars. If this planet does not travel in a crooked way, it crosses through each sign of the zodiac within 3 fortnights, and so in this way, it travels through all 12 signs of the zodiac one after another. Angaraka, Mars, almost always creates unfavorable conditions in respect to rainfall and other influences. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Angaraka, or Mars, or 10,400,000 miles above the Earth, is Brihaspati, the planet Jupiter, which travels through one sign of the zodiac within the period of a Parivatsara. If its movement is not curved, then Brihaspati, Jupiter, is very favorable to the Brahmanas of the universe. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Brihaspati, Jupiter, or 12 million miles above Earth, is Shanaishchara, the planet Saturn, which passes through one sign of the zodiac within 30 months and covers the entire zodiac circle in 30 Anuvatsaras. This planet, Shanaishchara, Saturn, is always very inauspicious for the universal situation. Situated 8,800,000 miles above Shanaishchara, or Saturn, 20,800,000 miles above the Earth, are the seven saintly sages who are always thinking of the well-being of the inhabitants of the universe. They circumambulate the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu, known as Dhruvaloka, the pole star. According to the Brahmanda Purana, Gyanandatmano Vishnu, Shishumar Vapushi Atha, Urdva Lokeshu Sa Vyapta, Aditya Dhyastad Asrata. Lord Vishnu, who is the source of knowledge as well as transcendental bliss, has assumed the form of Shishumar in the seventh heaven, which is situated in the topmost level of the universe. All the other planets, beginning with the sun, exist under the shelter of this Shishumar planetary system. Recorded July 24, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Kripa Puravara Sajala Jalada Sreni Ruchiro Rama Vani Rama Spuradamala Panke Ruha Mukha Surendrai Aradya Sruti Gana Shikagita Charito Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Baba Dume. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Pathagami Bhavatu Me. Lord Jagannath is an ocean of mercy. Jagannath is as beautiful as a row of blackish rain clouds. Jagannath is the storehouse of bliss for both Lakshmi and Saraswati. And Jagannath's face resembles a spotless, full-blown lotus. The best of demigods and sages worship Jagannath, while the Upanishads sing of Jagannath's glories. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision.